טוב, ממזיים, תפי, בוסו יובל שגבינו בדוגם שנים מחוקרים בפסח ונזור להם מוצא לחלום בפסח. זה מחבר says, if you had fish or cheese that was salted before Pesach and you weren't careful to dafka make a kosher Pesach line, even so you could eat them on Pesach. Meal dog and meluchim are shurim b'mayim b'pesach b'gli chomet. If you have fish that has been soaked in water that has chomets in it, or kli that has chomets in it, which l'hachmo li zoyim v'hem b'nei shem b'ilim b'pesach m'aflizim kelim v'chomets b'pesach b'mashavu. Now what we're talking about over here is that if you have kosher Pesach fish that's soaking in a chomets dipping kli, even so you should be machmir, because l'maisa, the fact that they have this mixture in this kli causes that which is in the kli to be spewed out into the liquid, and they're going to get chomets fish. Says the Rambo, b'yishchok ha-machmir, b'yishchok ha-machmir. What's it going on? In a case where you had a fish that was salted before Pesach, und dem dine teil und mine glahach mir la khil shlo la khil gvinis und dogem und bosel yovish am di kho yovas ni opam koyn na peter und dogem la khla so that even though mine is not to eat anything that came into any category of khamis kim was bottle, but if you washed it with the, let's say it's meat, you washed meat off three times for Pesach, the mine gets to be made. This washing off, not time washing it, you have to scrub it off. ובקרקשס אינוי מועל הדוחה תיר אין לישויס עד הבוחס יבשס. It doesn't help הדוחה with this קרקשס. ובדיעבד אין להחמר ואילו בדיעבד, one should not be מחמר, אבל שום מן מהודוך בכלי חומץ, if someone melted down the fat of a chicken or the animal in a כלי חומץ, also מדינו לא ינזור בשעת הסיוסם מחומץ שלא יתיחו איזה מכלי חומץ שהם פני יוימה. This fat that was melted down in the chomets of a kli is also, why is it also more than the previous case? V'chein kol domer shemevashim v'kli chomets kigoyin yayin v'kulsho lo merkachas gavei ma'osu v'pesach. Anything was cooked in a kli chomets, like wine, or some v'kulsho, or some candies, also in Pesach, al b'yon tevachon yesh lahakil boi, less the eighth day, you'll have your mekul, it's only a chag d'rabonon. קודם ונסערב משהו מדבר מילה תרח המייכם שאין להח מולס את הרי הסי. If one of these things that was just cooked in clay chomets gets mixed in something else, then we don't ask for the second thing. I think it's the Rambav יש מחויים ולסטאפק מלכוי מציין ולסטאפק ממנו כל השונה דחשין לשם נוגל בוי מן הנישה המנסות ולפעמים יש שפרוי פירוי לחם. So this is the idea we said before. Those that say, don't use wine from the places that's using it all year round, because maybe a crumb of chametz fell into it in the course of the year. And also, the second halacha was in places that the chametz, the vinegar is not readily available, people are not machmir on this. Within 30 days of Pesach, you should not put the wines in a kli chametz. And if they did fill it up, it's been for 30 days, then you have to get rid of it. One who's making on this did not lose out. There's a shortage of wine or vinegar, then don't do all these chumras and end up with that, the wine you need for other mitzvahs. So, chavetz yain shadovkin esov v'botzek. If you had a barrel of wine and you stuck a piece of wood together with dough, within 2 months, then we assume that the dough is still rach, it's going to cause new time to come in, but also the shleis, you can't drink that because you're going to get a little bit of the flavor of the chametz. Then there's new koidim lechein, but it's yavish, and it's in time of Pesach. If it was already 2 months dry, we can assume that it's dry enough not to ask it. Meal in Yishka Zayt Zbotik v'mokam echad chay levar av misha osu lechizik lechatek. If you see the Zayt of Botik, then we learned before that even though it's made to strengthen the kli or fill in a hole, still you have to get rid of it.